Secretary of State Colin Powell was in Afghanistan today. He toured Kabul's chaotic streets and visited the American embassy there. He's now in India for talks aimed at reducing tensions between India and Pakistan. The latest standoff between the nuclear-armed neighbors came after the December 13 suicide attack on India's parliament. India blames the shooting on two Pakistan-based groups. Colin Powell will meet India's prime minister tomorrow in an effort to persuade the two countries to avoid going to war. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
Secretary of State Powell's whirlwind tour of the region took him to three South Asian countries today, all important to the U.S. war on terror. He began the day in Pakistan, then spent several hours in Afghanistan meeting with leaders there before arriving in New Delhi early this evening for talks with Foreign Minister Jaswant Singh. Speaking to reporters, Powell said he briefed Singh on the talks he had yesterday in Islamabad with Pakistan's President Musharraf and Foreign Minister Abdul Sattar. Powell said he looked forward to the current situation being resolved as quickly as possible and once again praised General Musharraf for his decision to act against terrorist groups operating in Pakistan.
We have seen some action with respect to the arrest of extremists. We have seen action with respect to the banning of organizations. And it is up to India to make a judgment as a sovereign democratic nation as to whether these actions constitute sufficient basis for them to change the policies that they are pursuing at the moment.
Those policies include a diplomatic full-court press, as well as India's largest military buildup along the border with Pakistan in decades. India's Foreign Minister Singh said he too appreciated General Musharraf's words, but repeated India's position that those words must be followed by concrete action on the ground.
We wish the people of Pakistan well, and I also wish that all the statements and the announcement that General Pervez Musharraf has made really do translate themselves into action. And as soon as we see demonstration of it on the ground, we will respond adequately and fully. Be assured of that.
Secretary of State Powell said it was perfectly understandable for India to want action and said the U.S. would also be monitoring General Musharraf's progress in the days and weeks ahead. Powell also said he had come to New Delhi with some new ideas on how to help resolve the current standoff, but said he wished to speak more with Indian officials, including Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, before making those ideas public. Powell indicated, however, that it appeared likely that Pakistan could act soon on the list of 20 men India wants handed over for terrorism and other crimes. President Musharraf has said no Pakistanis will be turned over, but 14 of the 20 names on the list are those of Indian citizens.
As President Musharraf said in his speech, he did not rule us out. And in my conversations with him, he did not rule us out also. He considers that appropriate action might involve returning them from whence they came.
Handing over some of the 20 would go a long way towards satisfying India's demands, as would evidence that Pakistan has stopped facilitating what India calls cross-border terrorism, particularly in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Secretary Powell said he would like to see the resumption of dialogue between India and Pakistan on all issues, including the disputed region of Kashmir, where Islamic separatists are fighting Indian security forces in India's only Muslim-majority state. Powell said the U.S. is willing to help. Pakistan has asked for third-party mediation. India has flatly rejected it. Secretary Powell meets tomorrow with Prime Minister Vajpayee and other officials before heading for Kathmandu, Nepal. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.